If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the haunted Stimson Hospital, where lots of activity happens, including an old elevator that seems to be in use when no one is around.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can also write in at Real Ghost Stories Online. And then if you'd rather have an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon's with me today.
I am, and I'm so excited because there is nothing really scarier than a haunted hospital.
Well, and this is a good story. So this is from an episode of the Grave Talks that I did this week, actually. So by the time you hear this, it will have already been posted, so you can go find it. It's called The Haunted Stimson Hospital, and it's in Eaton Rapids, Michigan. And I talked to the owner, Chris Sturgill. He and his wife own it, and it is just creepy AF. And so it was originally built as a mansion. And it's big. Like, it's one of those that you would drive past and you would be like, oh, that place is totally haunted. So it was built in, they started it in 1870. And then in 1917, a woman, Harriet Chapman, went up to the owners and was like, I would like to buy this and turn it into a hospital, which is really in 1917 quite remarkable for a woman. To be like, I want to buy this building and turn it into a hospital. And she came from a rich family. The family bought it. It was turned into originally the Chapman Hospital, named after her. She brought in two other doctors. One was Dr. Stimson, who was it was later named for him. And the other was Dr. Blanchard. So it's really interesting. There's so many stories of hauntings in this building. And after it was no longer a hospital, it was turned into apartments. Like just one, this is how big it is. One of the apartments, it was four apartments. One of them was 1,600 square feet.
Wow.
I mean, that's a really big apartment. My whole house is like 1,100 square feet.
That is crazy.
And I have a two-bedroom home, you know? It's kind of normal sized. And yeah, so it was really, really, really big. And so some of the reports, like in the 70s, when families lived there, was these families would have children, and they all had the same imaginary friend. And all of the kids referred to him as Blanchard.
Blanchard?
Yeah, like as in Dr. Blanchard.
That is like, yeah, because that's not a name that kids would just come up with.
Because you think they'd come up with Steve or Kenny.
Joey or something,
So all these stories of hauntings over the years, and Dr. Blanchard actually fell to his death. So the operating rooms are on the top floor, and I'm going to play a little snippet of it where he's talking about that. But Dr. Blanchard is operating on the third floor because they had skylights up there so you could kind of move the table to get the best lighting throughout the day. Because back then they didn't have as good a lighting as you do now in an operating room. So he gets done and he goes to go down the elevator, opens a door. He's probably a million miles away. You know, he just got done operating probably all day. And they were doing some kind of maintenance on the elevator and he just stepped into the elevator shaft.
Oh no, into the elevator shaft.
Hey, back to our conversation in just a second. First, we all know just how unbearable some of these late summer nights can be, how uncomfortable they can get when you're trying to sleep. If you've been tired of sweating through your sleep and, you know, waking up and like in a puddle, you need to know about Ghost Bed. The folks at Ghost Bed are a family-owned company and the makers of the coolest bed in the world. Literally, created with signature and patented materials that draw heat away from your body even in the dead of summer. Ghost Bed has been making mattresses for over 2 decades, and they don't cut corners when it comes to quality. Every mattress is formulated with the perfect blend of materials to support your body as you drift off to sleep. They also offer a 101-day sleep trial in all their mattresses, and most orders ship within 24 hours, so you don't have to wait to start sleeping better. Head to ghostbed.com/ghost now to get started finding your perfect bed. Their sleep experts are standing by to help, and for a limited time, use code GHOST for 40% off site-wide. That's ghostbed.com/ghost to get started finding your perfect bed. Their sleep experts are standing by to help, and for a limited time, use code GHOST for 40% off site-wide.
So that's the story. And inside this story I'm getting ready to play, there is some audio that he set up, Chris set up, and he'll talk about setting up the audio and everything, but there's actual audio that I want you to hear.
Okay.
Okay, so you ready for this?
Yeah.
Starting creepy music now. Here we go. That's the creepy music. Here it is.
Just a few years ago, on the 99th year anniversary of Dr. Blanchard's death, I put a sensitive camera, a night camera, up in the very attic. We kind of bored through the ceiling and got up into the crawl space. See, the third floor burned down in 1976. A fire started in the third floor and burned for like 4 hours before anybody even noticed. Since it was a Second Empire design, it had what's called mansard-style roof. The mansard-style roof dictates slate tiles for the side, a sloping slate tile roofing, and then metal railings on all the top of it. And I mean, slate is stone. So it literally burned for 4 hours and it couldn't escape till it finally blew the windows out. And then one of the neighbors said, "Oh my God, that smoke, that place is on fire." Well, it's not on fire. It's burned to a core from the inside out. And they finally put it out and they couldn't put the third floor back because there was nobody that knew anything about Second Empire French architecture. They just, and the city was going, either you get it back or we'll turn it into a parking lot. I mean, you've got till midsummer. So they did what they could to just turn it into a bunch of quick apartments again, and then put a low slope regular roof on it and called it good. Well, under that roof is still the third floor. When you go up there, all the original tile floors up there are immaculate. So I put this camera up there, and since I've been a studio musician my entire life, I've also owned a number of recording studios, built quite a few recording studios. And so I have just all manner of crazy audio gear. And so I put a small portable recorder up there that can record from 5 hertz to 50,000 hertz. Now, human spectrum, we cover maybe 20 to 20 if you're young and don't listen to rock music a lot. So 5 to 50 is well outside of that. And that's another little clip that you'll find on the Simpson Hospital page. And that one, there was no visual anomalies, but you get this most bizarre audio anomaly you've ever heard. And I can't call it an EVP because it's not voices, but literally it makes some of the oddest sounds you've ever heard. And there's nothing that moves up in the attic. I mean, it's been bolted up for decades, and there's no mechanic, there's no water pipes up there, there's nothing but wiring out there, there's no doors, there's no animals, I mean, it's sealed. You can hear on the recording, like, muted cars going by. And then all of a sudden, these bizarre metallic clanks that sound like something right in front of the microphones. And then it goes off sounding like a ratchet. And then you hear the ratchet thing again, and you hear this huge squeak like somebody metal on metal or something, you know. And one of the mediums says, well, you know what that sounds like? Sounds like somebody opened the door, stepped in, shut the door, and then engaged it down, because then the squeal would have been what you would have heard with the metal cables on the metal drums that would have let the elevator go up and down. And that's the only thing that I've ever heard anybody say that made any sense at all. And if you listen to that once with that in the back of your mind, it's like, oh my God, except for the elevator hadn't been there for 40 plus years when I recorded that.
Do you know how far into the video that sound is?
About 20 seconds. I mean, okay. Go ahead and listen to it if you want.
I got it pulled up. Let's go. This is about 15 seconds in.
Yeah, it'll only take another few seconds to hear it.
That is so creepy.
I've never heard an audio clip like that. And you got to figure, the building was completely empty. There was nobody here at that time. Not a single soul in the entire building. It was completely empty. And that was just slightly after when the doctor would have fell to his death.
Creepy. Isn't that the creepiest thing, Kathy?
Oh my gosh, yes.
You want to hear it again? The creepy
stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Let me move this cursor, but oh, come on, work with me. And what else could that be? There's nobody in the house. He just set up that recorder to see if he could capture anything. And that's what he got.
It would have to be that. Like you said, that's the only thing that, and he would know what else is in the house, right? If there was anything else that could make that sound. And he said he couldn't even think of anything. And then that medium came up with this idea that it was that.
Uh-huh.
So.
And considering that day was 99 years to the day that Dr. Blanchard had fallen into that elevator shaft.
Yeah.
Which makes it even creepier. He said that that house has a way of, on anniversary dates, like things will really ramp up. He was talking about his wife. She was alone in the house or in the hospital. Because they're trying to renovate it and turn it into a haunted bed and breakfast.
Okay, that's what I was just going to ask you. What's happening with it now?
They're living there. They're living there right now. Their actual own house burned down. So they're living in this haunted hospital. There's one other apartment that they've rented out. And then on the weekends, because it's so big, they rent it out for paranormal investigations. But she was in the house one day by herself. And she was working on some stuff and then heard somebody walking. And he describes the floors that when they turn it into a hospital, they put down cement and put the tiles right into the cement. So this is like a heavy duty flooring. So if you're just wearing athletic shoes, like most of us wear soft soled shoes these days, when we're just running around, maybe you can put on your high heels when you're all dressed up. But, you know, if you're just doing a investigation or you're in the house, chances are you're wearing soft-soled shoes. So, but she heard somebody walking around with hard-soled shoes.
So and more then, of a click, 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 click.
Yeah, yeah. And then she heard all these papers shuffling around. And she's hearing this person walking around and the papers are shuffling and it's coming from Dr. Stimson's office, what would have been his office back in the day. And Dr. Simpson actually was the one who found Dr. Blanchard. He was working and heard it, and he found him. But he was in his room in his office when he died at his desk doing paperwork.
Oh.
So she hears this creepy stuff. Here's the footsteps. Here's shuffling papers coming from his office. And then later, she looked into it, and that was the day Dr. Stimson had died.
Oh.
Years ago.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it just, I don't know. And, you know, their son has seen a full-bodied apparition of a nurse. But he didn't recognize her as a nurse. He just called her a lady in white with a white hat on because he'd never seen a nurse look like that.
Right, because they don't.
So it's just really active, active location. But that video, and you can see that. You can watch the video on the Stimson Hospital Facebook page. Just search Stimson Hospital. There's another video.
S-T-I-M-S-O-N?
Correct. And there's another interesting video that he and I watched together where he was working on something. He's got a shop set up in there and was working on something. And he kind of walks away to get something. He's got both his hands on this wood block. And you see things just move on the table.
Really?
Uh-huh. And you can see that on the page as well.
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting.
How often would they say they have things happen? Like regularly?
Every day.
You know, every day.
Yeah. I find it interesting, people who spend a lot of time in these haunted locations that they own, or maybe they're tour guides and they've been there a long time. It's almost like they get to know the energy of the building, like how things change on different days, like he and his wife figuring out that things seem to happen on anniversary dates of things. But he said that if you go into that place with the wrong attitude, he's like, and this guy is he's a funny interview. He drops F-bombs all the way through and shits and all this. But he's like, man, it will F you up if you go in there with the wrong attitude. It will
mess
with you.
And so what's the wrong attitude? Just like a know-it-all or something?
Yeah, like you are already prepared. Like I've gone to lots of great places and, you know, this is nothing, or if you're just mad or any kind of bad energy. He's like, don't walk into it. Walk into it with a looking forward to this, going to see what we see tonight, have an open mind. But if you walk in there with the wrong attitude, they will mess with you. And he had a woman that was just bitching and bitching before they started outside. He said at 2:30 in the morning, he got a phone call and she's like, something just bit me. And he's like, well, if you think I'm going to go get out of bed, look at your face. I'm not. And he's like, well, leave. She goes, no, it's the coolest thing ever, which I think is so strange. I don't think that would be the coolest thing for me.
That is kind of interesting, though. I mean, as an investigator, you just kind of sign up for a lot of that stuff. So, you know.
But they have a lot of haunted objects in the house, and they're putting in, since it was a hospital, they're putting in kind of an old hospital equipment museum. Which is kind of creepy when you think
that would
back
be really
on lobotomies
creepy.
And things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And they have haunted dolls there. It's just...
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So you can give that a listen on the Grave Talks. It's the Haunted Stimson Hospital.
Oh, that's a good one.
But when I heard that audio, I had to share it with everybody. It was just creepy.
Very good. Very good.
So, and you can rent it out if you want to
and
do
for
an
our,
investigation.
Yeah, our investigators
there.
Out there,
or,
you know.
Or you can just go for a little ghost hunt or something.
Yeah.
So here's another story. It said, here's my story. My family moved around a lot after I was born. In 1996, we moved to a nearby town. The street we lived on was a dead-end street with our house at the end of it. On the left side, if you were walking down the street towards the dead end, there was a bus stop at the beginning of the dead end. There were no houses between our house and the bus stop, just open field. This will all be important later on, trust me. At the time, I lived there with my mother, father, sister, and brother. I am the youngest of six children. My sister, who lived with us, being only 2 years older, my brother was 17 years older. That's
quite an age gap,
right?
Yeah.
We lived in the house for what I remember was a few months. I was relatively young at the time, before December came. We had some light snow here and there, but never snowed much in my area. One night, though, it snowed heavily. The story really begins on that night. I remember before bed asking my mother why I was not going to school the next day, and she explained to me, because the roads weren't safe for people to travel on, therefore no buses. I went to the same school I had previously attended It was out of the area, but they allowed me and my sister to continue to attend because all of my siblings had attended and graduated from there. I remember being extremely excited, as any kid would be, to play in the snow once the morning came. That night, all I could do was think of all the fun I would have in the snow, meaning I couldn't stay asleep. After some time of trying to sleep, I turned to my window, which I remember being across the room from my bed, and I was amazed at all the snow. It was still falling heavily, making it hard to see across the field. There was something I could see, though, squinting and eventually getting up and going to the window. There was someone standing at the bus stop, wearing a hat and a coat, their back turned to me. The sun was just barely rising at this point, so the bus wouldn't be here for a very long time, so what was he waiting for? I decided to go downstairs to the door to get a better look at the snow. My room was on the third floor. Going past a window on my way down, I reached the kitchen, which had the side door to my house that opened to the yard and was connected to the open field, and I was entranced by all of the snow swirling in the air. Then I noticed something. The figure from the bus stop was significantly closer than he was before. He wasn't moving, but I knew he was closer. I could make out a better picture of him now. The coat was a trench coat, and he was wearing what I now know is a fedora. His hands were in his pockets, his head down enough that the hat shadowed his face. Though I couldn't see his face, I could see his eyes, bright red eyes, staring out of the brim's shadow at me. I didn't know what to do. I suddenly didn't feel safe anymore, so I booked it for the stairs. To this day, I don't know why I was stupid enough to do what I did then. I stopped at the window on the second floor to see if he had moved any closer, and he had. He was about halfway between my house and the bus stop. He wasn't looking up at the second floor, but still at the kitchen door, and he was still as stone. I then ran up to my room and jumped in bed, wanting him to go away and not knowing if by now he was at the side door. Again, I want to go back and smack myself for what I did next. Curiosity got the best of me, and I went to my window. I couldn't see him anymore, and I was relieved that it was over, until I noticed. He was right up against the door to the house. His body was pressed against it. Looking down at him, I froze. The next moment was probably one of the scariest moments of my life, in what seemed like an eternity to me at the time. He slowly tilted his head back, almost robot-like, looking straight up at me with those piercing eyes. He smiled nice and wide. I jumped into my bed, covered myself with my blankets, and closed my eyes. I must have fallen asleep because all I remember is waking up to my brother coming in my room wondering why I wasn't waiting at the door for him to go play in the snow. I haven't told many people about this story. Sometimes I think it may have just been a dream. To this day, I don't know if it was real or not. I plan on someday going back to the house around dawn and seeing if anything happens. I moved out of that house a few years later. Nothing else happened at that house after that event, at least nothing I can remember. There is another story somewhat like this one that happened years later at a different location. If you guys are interested in them, let me know. I'll be more than happy to send them. Thank you for reading it, Nico. I don't know. What do you think about that? Well, you think it could have been a dream?
That is a possibility. I mean, you know, Nico doesn't seem to be sure themselves whether it's a dream or whether what they saw was real. And I would also be interested to know if anyone else, because being the youngest of six, right, there's other brothers and sisters, mom, dad, whoever else in the house. There's a lot of people in the house. Has anyone else ever had an experience that came from that area, that house? The figure didn't seem to come in, correct? I mean, it stopped at the door. Right. That's the last we know.
Yeah.
So it didn't seem to come into the house, which I find kind of interesting. Oh, thankfully, good, right? But it's weird it was outside.
In the snow.
Yeah. And then just kind of just kept coming forward.
You know, I think you might be onto something there. I think maybe a good thing to do would be to talk to your siblings, your parents, and see if anybody else had anything happen during the time that they lived there. And I think if nobody else had an experience at all, then I might just go, must have been a dream. Now, whether it was or not, I don't know. But I could live with that. I'd be like, you know, nobody else had any experiences in the house. If that was the only thing, maybe it was just a dream.
But what you might find out is other people saw the same thing.
Yes, and then that might be able to confirm that it was a paranormal thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is super creepy, though.
Well, I mean, he had red eyes.
Yeah, and that smile. Oh, that smile thing. That really got to me. But I think, and the way it just was like closer and then closer and then closer is, you know, and it's interesting that as they went through the house, and looked out, you know, they would see it and it would shift and be closer. And, you know, then they run back up the stairs and it's closer. And then, you know, well, I can't stand it. I got to look and it's outside the door, you know. But I think the place to start on this one is to just try to kind of find out if other people in the family have had any experiences at that house and what those experiences were. And, you know, they may have seen him.
And it's interesting, too, that that would be his only experience.
Yeah, I think so, too. Now, there was later experiences, but from another place and whatever. But I think it would definitely be worth going back. When we talked to our brothers and sisters about living in a haunted house as we grew up, you know, everybody's got some stories, you know. And, oh, yeah, there was this thing, oh, that thing, or, you know, whatever. And then, you know, at times there were two of us in the room when something happened. So there was almost always some sort of collaboration.
And maybe this is some kind of residual thing. Maybe there is a man in a trench coat and a fedora who is some kind of gangster and he died in the area and he just walks around, never comes in the house. Maybe he just happened to see him.
Yeah, so, maybe somebody killed in a car accident out on the road and, you know.
And he just walks up to the house every morning and puts his nose right on the door.
And then gives a creepy smile with his red eyes. I don't know, but it would be interesting to know if somebody else saw it. And, you know, he might have been in the house or something at some point.
But I think I'd have that conversation and see. Hey, y'all.
I think I would too.
Anything crazy happened in that house? I would do that.
Yeah. I wouldn't feed it to them, though. I'd let other people kind of tell you their stories and see what they sound like.
I don't know. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can get ad-free versions of the show. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. By becoming a premium subscriber, you can do it through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Ability Chiropractic, They do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.